Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, July 2nd, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Gibbs Dube.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about a request by the police for the draconian law, the security law, the Public Order and Security Act to remain in Zimbabwe statutes.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number 001-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voaindebele.com. Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about what some human rights groups are saying is an attempt by the police to rewrite the country's constitution.
Assistant Commissioner Takawira Nzombe, while giving oral evidence in Parliament today, said the police want the POSA law or the Public Order and Security Act to remain in the country's statutes.
Assistant Commissioner Takawira Nzombe also said that the country's law that permit the police to hold someone for 48 hours before taking him to court must be revised, saying that they need more time to take the suspects to court.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is 1-202-465-0318.
Wonguka Gibbs nasi tinotinge tichitarisa nezve nyaya iri kutaurwa nemapurisa yekuti vari kuda kuti mutemo weposa urambe uripo vakawanda vanga vachiti mutemo uyu unodzvinyirira zvikuru vanopikisa nevamwe vanga vachirambidzwa kuita misangano uye mapurisa ari kuti nyaya yekuti anzi atore 48 hours chete asati aendesa munhu kumataridzi mhosva inofanira kuti ibviswe nekuti vanoda nguva yakawanda yekuti vange vachimboferefeta nyaya.
Yeah, kunjalo ke blessing siyakwazi ukuthi umthetho lo sibili abaningi makani bawesaba abanye bathi bawesabela nje ize ukuthi ngumnyama ongela mpisi mfowethu ngoba amapolisa athi hayi umthetho lo ulungile ikakhulu nxa ufuna ukuthi uvalele labo abantu abangani bafuna ukuthi bazimisele ukuthi bangangeni kwezombusazwe kumbe bengagijima ezitaladini. So ke kodwa nxa sukhangeleke amapolisa aphinde akhuluma futhi ukuthi umthetho lo bayacela ukuthi umthetho lo ungazani kube lezinqumo eziyabe zikhona zokuthi umuntu evalelwe kwesikhathi eside ikakhulu emakhaya ngale ukuthi umuntu kuvudluliswe i-48 hours yokuthi angeniswe emthethwandaba. So ke kodwa abaningi bathi amapolisa angala khona kuthileyo lapha bakhona bakhuluma ukuthi ngxe kutiwa yena lo kutiwa ngoba bajugwa kumbe mbani makhanya zani bakhangele khonapho ye kunjalo fowethu
onguka hama dzadiwa toda kuti munge muchifona tichikurukura iyo nyaya iri mudariro iyi yekuti mapurisa ari kutiwo mutemo weposa ngaurambe uripo. Of course, for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the request by the police that the draconian Public Order and Security Act must be kept in the country's laws. But of course, Gibbs, these laws normally work in countries where there are cases of terrorism.
Yes.
Like here in America, you know, the laws, the security laws are a bit tough because of the 2011 bombing in New York, famously known as 9/11. That many say might justify why a government might require stringent security laws. But in Zimbabwe, there's not been, you know, any major terrorist attack, so to say. This is why some are saying, why do you have to maintain such a very strict and stringent security laws?
We remember that this law actually replaced the Law and Order Maintenance Act mm-hmm. of 1971.
Mm-hmm.
And when this law was replaced, people were actually happy that maybe POSA was coming out with some kind of good provisions
mm-hmm.
for the country. But when you actually look at it, at the end of the day, many people have been dragged to court, mm-hmm. you know, facing charges of, you know, violating some sections of POSA. So at the end of the day, POSA appears to be a law that maybe could be a little bit, or maybe very draconian, according to some critics.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying some people have been dragged to courts because of that law, and this should stop. But the police still maintain that it is good, it's a good law that can mm-hmm. be used to actually to maintain law and order.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they've got a certain definition
mm-hmm.
of law and order.
Mm-hmm.
We will hear from them because we tried to invite them to the show. Maybe they may phone mm-hmm. or do some of those things.
Mm-hmm. But yes. Of course, you raised an important point there mm-hmm. on the issue of the so-called LOMA, Law and Order Maintenance,
that's right.
Maintenance Act,
mm-hmm.
Under the rebel government of Ian
Smith.
Douglas Smith.
Yes.
Many human rights defenders are saying
mm-hmm.
the government simply changed the name
the
from
the
Law and Order Maintenance Act to POSA.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, if you read the two laws carefully, they are not very, very different. Regai tiende ku tereri wedu yogutanga. Tina mkoma Timothy. Makadi mkoma Timothy.
Makadi mkoma.
Aiwa tiripo. Munoti kudi inezu rikuta urwane mapurisa izu mkoma Timothy panyaya ye mtemwe POSA.
Mapurisa izu haya gai. Anenge agarikira one side.
Mhm.
Reumba mawo mezani momo. Mhm. Mtemo weposa wekawo avaushandise vanenge vakauistindika muhomwe. Kana vane zavakuda vakuda kusunga vanhu ndopanozoti mawanda what posa yakushanda vakubudika. Magatherings yao akangofanana nemchato akangofanana nemamatches ekubhora.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I can say that when I'm sitting in location, there can be more than that number, but why they don't arrest them?
Asika mapurisa ariguti o munyika, mungaiteka wada watonga mzinda wenyuchi. Anofanira kunyatsoona kuti imbi vanhu muri kuita sei?
Izvozvo zvavanotera zvakanaka. Asi mutemo wacho pavanoshandisa hapasi ripo. Kuungana kwevanhu hakusi kupara mhosva. Vanhu vakaungana vakataura zvanenge vataura vamhosva vanenge vapara. Asi ivo vanobudisa muhomwe manje kana vane zvavari kuda pamuri pane zvamataura vachiziva zvamaunganirana kwozoti posa yava kuisenzesa manje.
Ko zvavari kutaura zvekuti vanoda kuti vambochengetedze munhu kwemaawa anodarika 48 ari mubumbiro remutemo usati waendeswa kudari kana uchinge wasungwa, munozviona sei?
Ya izvozvozvo kumareserva zvinogona kunzwikawo kuti makoti anenge ari kure transport pamwe mapolisa acho pane pasina kana motikari yekuti musungwa aende kukoti. Haizvozvo zvinogona kunzwika kumaremote areas kumareserva kusina chinhu. Asi I don't think kuti zvingashandei mumatowns makuru mune makoti mune motikari ndende kupfaurwa kwemhosva kavanhu vanopedzera vazara mutsotsi imomo musina chinhu.
Aiwa, tinokutendai zvikuru mukoma Timothy nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Tinotenda.
Gibbs, of course, what Timothy is saying is he might understand, for example, if it's in remote areas and police can come in and say, no, we cannot take someone to court because, you know, sometimes the courts will sit once a month or they don't have transport, you know, the problems that they are facing. He's saying it's justifiable. But in the towns and cities, he's saying certainly that is not justifiable. They should simply take suspects to court. And on the issue of POSA, he's saying that it's too draconian and it must be scrapped.
Yes. Now, to add on to what this caller is saying, you know, on the other side of what the police said today before the parliamentary committee, they actually said they don't have funds to clean up some holding cells. You know, you still remember there was a Supreme Court judgment.
Indeed.
Which indicated that, you know, police should actually clean those cells.
Mm-hmm.
And the reports that those cells are full of lice. You know, the blankets are dirty. you know, you can't even sit there, it's stinking. So at the end of the day, they're saying they don't have money to make that kind of cleanup. I think they could be in contempt of court, you know, because unless somebody maybe takes the matter to court, then they can be said to be in contempt of court. But as it is, maybe they'll wait until somebody complains formally to the courts.
Of course, we have some people who are also writing on Facebook and also WhatsApp. That's another way that you can effectively communicate with us. The first, writer on WhatsApp is Manjengwa. Manjengwa says that's madness from a police service. They are bent on continuing to trample people's human rights. Milton says the constitution is okay and it's not necessary to keep a suspect in remand before taking them to court. And then Philip says, like Bob Marley said, that's institutionalized brutality. Bridget says, Mutemo uyu wakanaka chose, but kumapurisa varikuti ubviswe neguti variku benefita nazvo vachita worry. Saka ukabviswa vapa tight. Louis says, this shows how the police and ZANU-PF are desperate to abuse people's rights of freedom of speech and association. Vanhu vakaramba kare mutemo iwoyu. Joseph says, undemocratic and this should be scrapped. ZRP wants to be the law unto themselves. Felix says, POSA should remain scrapped. It is undemocratic. Shepard says, what else can you expect from the Zimbabwe repressive police? Noah said, ZRP is barbaric. Why should they amend a document voted for by the majority? This is an important point, Gibbs, that Noah is raising.
Yes.
That there was a referendum and people voted. And, you know, barely when the ink has dried, some sections of society are coming to say, let's scrap the law.
You know, at times I tend to think deeply about majority rule through voting, you know. So whenever people think about majority rule, it turns around to be the rule, the kind of ruling by the elite in a way, you know. So what this gentleman is saying is very true. Before the ink is dry, you know, some people are thinking of repealing the some sections of the Constitution. I think personally, I think it doesn't make sense. So I think we've got a caller. This caller is from Botswana and is Mr. Nkosi. Mr. Nkosi, good evening and welcome to the program. I'm told we've got some problems with our lines. Maybe Mr. Nkosi will come back, you know. So all what I was saying, Blessing, is that, you know, the problem with this kind of changing of laws, like you see that the Constitution is quite fresh. So if you make the first amendment to the new Constitution, I mean, amending some sections that boost POSA, that would be maybe an insult to Zimbabweans. That's what I think.
And what has also been happening in Africa, sadly, is that there are constitutional terms on the term that the president should serve. Like in the United States, it's 2 years, 4 years, 4 years, and then someone comes in. But what has been happening in Africa is the constitution is clear. It says 2 years. Sometimes it's five years or 4 years. But then politicians come in and change the constitution and say, no, I can run for a third term. We saw that in Namibia, of course. And it has been attempted in many countries. And sadly, the results have not been that good. It has led to protests and sometimes even war.
And I was seeing some reports, you know, in South Africa where people thought that the constitution could be amended to actually boost chances of Zuma making a third term, you know, in office. And people were complaining before somebody even decided to go for that kind of, you know, issue. So at the end of the day, leaders are a little bit, you know, difficult to contain in most cases. So that becomes very very hard to say exactly how things can go.
Do you have anyone on Facebook or we should...
I think let's go on WhatsApp again.
On WhatsApp, yes, on WhatsApp yes. Of course. We also have Danai who says all that they need is to oppress innocent souls more and more. Use of POSA as an entrance to their deeds. Joe says these are ZANU-PF sympathizers who are not concerned about the country's peace, stability, and development. And Garikai says it is a way and means through which ZANU-PF and its police, in bracket security agents, fixes its opponents or those who it perceived as enemies. Gibbs.
Yeah, we are still trying to contact people. And then the problem that we have are phones.
Mm-hmm.
Our phone lines are very bad. And we hope that maybe things will change as we progress. You know, Zimbabwean phones, we are told right now, we cannot go through there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really big challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have any callers?
Yeah, of course. But before we take the caller, of course, there is a new and exciting program that Live Talk will be introducing in a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That is to do with
women's
issues. So the whole 1 hour will be dedicated to addressing issues that affect women in their day-to-day activities.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just take a listen to what the women are saying about their program.
Yes.
Talk is an hour-long radio and television program. Live Talk is an hour-long radio and television program in English, Shona, and Ndebele.
The Women's Forum is a response to a call from our own listeners.
Madzimai Eko Studio 7, achitaura nemi.
Women issues need to be covered in depth.
This is an opportunity to women to interact and share ideas.
Of course, those are the hosts there, PJ, Standekile, Sandra, and Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, who will be tackling issues to do with women. Gibbs.
Yes, Zulukandaba, Lizwila Sibili Kuti, Soko Lothlelo, Olu Cha, Olu Yabuya Pela, Lucha Cha Cha Cha, Okuzwayo Sibili. So, ngizweke uPJ City, akubuzwa ozwayo. Woku muntu ke, uyanqusa ukuthi kubuye, ubuye khonapho ehlelweni. Liqoqe phela ngezabo mama. Ukuthi kambe lithini lingafihli lutho likhulume konke likufunayo uhlelo lolu luyabuya blessings izokuthiwa lubuya ke sokulama viki amangaki amalutshwane nje ukuthi uqalise so abantu ke yeah 2 weeks
Two weeks
time laba selikhona apha ke ku studio 7 likhuluma ngezabo mama sizwile ke ukuthi kulo PJ Prasetis Jeremiah kuzobuya uSandra Nyaira sokuyisandekile Mhlanga kanye lo Marvelous Mhlanga Nyawuye babele khona apha bezama ukuthi becubungele lani izinto ezilihluphayo ye lingena kuhlelo lingakhohlwa phela njalo ke foid
wonguka hamawadiwa mangozi nzikwira kuti studio 7 mukati memaviki maviri inenge yakukupai chirongwa chinenge chitarisa zvose zvine chekuita nemadzimai saka nekudaro mugare makagadzirira tinenge tine muteerera ari ku South Africa mukoma kindness makadi mukoma kindness aiwa tiripo kuri sei Johnny Quite on Nora Gordon, that's what you look with the Amba Mood.
No,
to pay off what the Yupania posa a comma kindness, Murgus, when I say. Ko zvavari kutaura ka taurai zvenyitinzi vari kuti havana motikari poitwa se Aiwa mataura zvakanaka mukoma kindness kuti hatingati vanhu vari kumusha onzi mulopedza waluyi kusati maendeswa kudare vari mumataundi mutemo haushandi kuchida ko pamutemo weposa Kopa mtemo weposa hapa muri kuona sei? Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru kwemakaindinesi ekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru. Regai tiende kuzvishavane kuna vagumbo. Vagumbo mutsigiri wechirungwa chino mukuru. Makadii vagumbo?
Makadii vazulu?
Aiwa isu tiri nani kuri sei kuzvishavane kuri kutonhorawo here zviri kuita kune dzimwe nzvimbo?
Saizvo.
Kuri kutonhora?
Yese inenge iri kutonhora chaizvo.
Hanzi gore rino Shabhani akachinja mwana.
Ya, kuno tonhora.
Muri kuona sei mitemo yeposa iyi vagumbo iri kunzi nemapurisa ngairambe iripo?
Ine maonero angu zviruka. Yezvekuti mitemo yakaita sana posa nana aipa. Aiwa. Iroro zita rokutoti aipa. Aiona kuti mitemo iyoyo aipa yese iyo. Yanga ichifanira kunge yakatoskrepewa patakaita new constitution. Sokuti kuti vatiipfuurire ichiita inobhenefita ani kunze kwokuti iri kudzvinyirira vana vezimbabwe. Haisi mitemo iri kwayo iya.
Asi kamapurisa ari kuti kana pasina mitemo iyi vanhu vanozoita madiro aJorgina.
Inzwai vanhu vagara vachiita madiro aJorgina iwayo. Asi kana madiro aJorgina iwayo ari yekuti vanokurura mbatya pamberi pevanhu. Asi munhu akadaro anoitwa se ani ndiwo anosungwa. Kana munhu akanganisa aita apfuuridza mitemo. Nekuti madiro aJorgina kuri yakuti unenge wakutyora mutemo zvi. Chino mutemo uyu ndo unofanira kusungwa, kwete kuti unosungwa neposa. Posa iyi ngaiskrepewo, ngaive deleted from our statutes. Hatichadi kuona zvinhu izvozvo nana aipa ivava zvairipo before the new constitution must all go away.
Asi kavamwe vari kutiwo kavagumbo mitemo yakadai iri kune dzimwe nyika dzakaita sana America zvinenge zvichifamba sei?
Ko naini ungangoteedzera kuti nekuti kuvamwe vanazvo unoona kuteedzerawo izvozvo. Kana zvisingafambirani nesu, kana mitemo yedu madzikiro atakaiita muno muzimbabwe achiita kuti vana vezimbabwe tishungurudzike, hatiregerei zvimitemo zvakadaro. Titotsvaga imwe nzira yokuti tikontrole situation inenge ichifanira kuti ikontroleiwe, kwete nenzira yeposa yekuti mapurisa ari kuifarira nekuti vanoita zvavanoda. Ivo ndo vari kutoita madiro aJorgina kupfuura munhu ordinary citizen.
Aiwa tinokutendai zvikuru vagumbo nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Tinotenda zvikuru. Tatenda zvikuru. Regai tiende kuna mukoma Maxwell. Makadii mukoma Maxwell? Aiwa isu tiri nani. Muri kuona sei nyaya yeposa iyi mukoma Maxwell?
Chokwadi yai ndeudzanyiriri nekuti mutsva vanoita muno muvanhu vanongotaura zvavanenge vataura zvezvezvi. Hazvisii zvinhu zvoshandisira izvozvozvo, asi vanozongoshandisa chete kuda kudzivirira vanhu, ndizvo ndo zvinenge zviripo.
Saka mutemo wobviswa?
Kwete mutemo uyu haufanira kubviswa. Mutemo wepostingatingatisusu ngaubviswe. Vanhu vanofanira kuita zvavanoda kana vachinge vaona kuti panenge pakaipa.
Asi kamapurisa ari kuti tikaregedza mutemo uripo inenge yaita wadawata asha bizari pa kamba kana kuti donga watonga muzinda wenyuchi. Nari amkoma makso inenge ya
ya amafone tungana ahlupa sibila mhlanje ngeplacing ye bebe sithini kulapha amafutshane
vakawanda vese vafona vari kuti no havasi kufara nekuti mitemo iyi irambe iripo and like what Mr. Gumbo was saying of course I asked him, Mr. Gumbo, one reason that the ZRP is keen on maintaining such laws is because they are saying that the laws are also in America,
mm-hmm.
and as a result, you know, there is justification for such laws. But Mr. Gumbo said, no, you don't just have to imitate what is happening in other countries.
Mm-hmm.
The laws must serve the interest of Zimbabweans.
Certainly. I think they're saying a lot of sense there. Mm-hmm. So, Okwamanje, Slomnumzana, Umoyo, Ekingwen, Blessing, South Africa. Baba Moyo, ungawuchona njani?
Ngiyaphila baba kunjani?
Hayi siphilile moyo. Ungathini ke ngalokho kukhulunywa ngamapolice ukuthi iphosa kumele ihlale khona?
No, ngiyayizwa yona ukuthi nje ngiyaqala ukungena namhlanje ehlelweni. Kodwa ke ngicabanga ukuthi akusinto elungileyo ngoba mawuthi uyabhekisisa kahle into zasekhaya amapolice ayizenzayo azikho right like emphakathini.
Mhm.
Yeah, so ke sicabanga ukuthi ke njengoba sikwamanye amazwe nje ingathi nje njengoba nani likhona ngapho mhlawumbe lisincedise ukuthi senze kanjani ngendaba zekhaya ngoba siyahlupheka sikwamanye amazwe asazi ukuthi senze kanjani ngento zasekhaya.
Ye, mase sikhangele moyo amapolice abecela phela ukuthi umthetho lowo okuthiwa yi-Public Order and Security Act uyawazi kodwa wena ungoba?
Cha, angiwazi sisi kahle.
Oyebo, so ungavele eZimbabwe libe bathathu ledlule i-3 konapho sokuthiwa seliyirali konapho selikumele libotshwe ngoba nxa libaningi kangako kuthiwa lingenza okunye. Kose kubuya nje kuningi ukuthi ngaphansi komthetho lowo ongeke wakwenza. Kodwa amapolisa athi hayi umthetho lo ulungile ngokuthi awenzi ukuthi umuntu ongalacala aphonge ukuthi athakwe ngabantu. Ukuthi nxa ukuthi umthetho lo ukhona abantu abanjalo kabasoze begijiniswa ngabantu. But ungawukhipha lowo mthetho abantu bangafuna ukuya demonstrator egcekeni kumbe sithi ezidaladini bazabe sekuphonga ukuthi nje i-free for all uyabona usokuphonga ukugijiniswana nje. So amapolisa athi a-a umthetho lowo kawuhlale. Akazi ukuthi wena ungaba lo mbono onjani kona.
Hayi cha, akasivumelani nawo umthetho wamaphoyisa ngoba umthetho wamaphoyisa kuwala ngisho nasemakhaya lapho engibuya khona. Abantu nje abakhululeki ma kuqhamuka amaphoyisa, kanti amaphoyisa ayindlela yokuthi ebantwini emphakathini. Ma ubona iphoyisa kulapho wazi khona ukuthi hayi ma ngaya ephoyiseni izosizakala. Kodwa-ke ma ngendlela osho ngakhona ukuthi ma ngabe selibabili libathathu lisuka selikhangelela ukuthi selingabantu mhlawumbe lenze ezinye izinto ezirongo, no akukho right khona.
Ye, so ke wena ubona ngazani ungabuyela eZimbabwe uyabukhululeka kangakanani? Ukukhululeka nje kwakho?
Eyi, asikhululekanga baba ngoba ma ufika nje ekhaya kwesinye isikhathi sesinokukhuluma amanye amagama angahlangani nesiNdebele esiqondile. Uthola ukuthi abantu sebekubheka kabi sokungathi mhlawumbe ungomunye wabantu mhlawumbe ozophazamisa umbuso ezweni or ufuna ukuvukela umbuso kababa ophetheyo njengamanje. So kuba nzima kakhulu kithi thina abantu esikwamanye amazwe ma ufika ekhaya.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu ke moyo khona ngapho eGoli. Ungadunelwa kusasa baba.
Hayi, ngiyabonga nami nje ukuthi limukele kulelo hlelo ngoba ngiyaqala ukungena kulo.
Hayi, sibongile kakhulu ye. Uphenduke futhi phela uhlale ubuya.
Yebo baba.
Sibongile baba.
Mkoma Benjamin navamoyo vari parunhare, rambai zvenyu makabata. Tichambotitorei kabreak tozodzoka kwamuri. Of course, for our radio listeners, we are streaming live. Simply go to www.voazimbabwe.com and click on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.
እናኛለን በሰላም ደሩ
ገና ደሩ
The Voice of America.